from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. What little rain we saw overnight really didn't help in the battle against multiple wildfires still burning in New Jersey. The biggest is on the New Jersey-New York border. Thousands of acres burning in the Jennings Creek wildfire. An 18-year-old park ranger was killed battling that fire in Sterling Forest on Saturday. Much of that fire remains inaccessible. Buildings in the historic district of West Milford remain in danger. Now, crews have fully contained that wildfire in Jackson, and they've also charged an Ocean County man with starting it.
According to the Ocean County prosecutor, 37-year-old Richard Shishady was charged with arson on Friday. He's accused of starting the shotgun wildfire that has consumed hundreds of acres in Jackson Township. An investigation at a local gun club found Shishady had shot a Dragon's Breath 12-gauge shotgun round that is known for igniting when used. The flames caught a nearby berm on fire, starting the blaze. The Brick Township man is being held at Ocean County Jail. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
There is momentum behind a federal bill to protect kids online. Part of the charge is being led by parents who lost their children to social media harms.
Erin Popolo's daughter, Emily, took her own life in 2021 after she had had enough of endless online bullying over social media platforms.
When it's on your phone, you're subject to it all the time.
The South Brunswick resident says she had no way to report what was happening to her daughter online. Tools for parents are one part of the Kids Online Safety Act that's being considered in Congress.
It's a harm that we know about, we can fix. But we need the government's help.
But advocates are concerned that should any bill actually become law, the language won't be strong enough to truly protect children online. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
New Jersey, 101.5 News, time 6:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
We still have a few raindrops around and some lingering clouds early this morning. It's nice to see some wet weather in New Jersey for the first time in about a month and a half. A sunshine's going to come out by late morning into this afternoon, and we are going to stay on the mild side today. Near 60 this morning, upper 60s to around 70 this afternoon. But cooler air arrives tonight. It'll be breezy with mainly clear skies, lows in the mid-40s, and a very different day tomorrow. It'll still be sunny, but windy and much cooler. Highs tomorrow only 50 to 55, closer to 50 with sunshine on Wednesday. New Jersey weather made possible by W. Danley Electrical. A power outage have you in the dark? W. Danley can help in an emergency. Get a Generac portable generator delivered and installed same day for only $999, plus no interest and no payment financing till 2025. Visit Danley911.com.
55 in Parsippany, South Plainfield 58, Manahawkin 60. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.